Travis here is going to tell us more about it, so please take it away.
Yeah, thank you. Good morning. Thank you for making the early talk. I'm Travis. I'm Trust and Safety Tech Lead for the Matrix Org Foundation. We're going to talk a little bit about community moderation, but first, we need to talk about how Matrix works. So this is a slightly different diagram than what you might be familiar with if you've been to a Matrix talk before. We have servers in the middle here and clients on the outside. We transit events. We're also going to call them messages at the same time. This is a full mesh distribution. So anytime that, say, a client on server A wants to send a message, it goes through their server to the other servers and then through to their clients as well. This is just the full mesh that we have today in Matrix. We have a little bit of a problem, though, when somebody wants to send something a little bit, let's say, not great for the room or for the community in general. So we have moderation bots, just like Dropnir and Mjolnir and Molnir, that can reside on another server. So in this case, I'm using the little hammer to represent that moderation bot. It's on server B in this case, and the message is trying to originate from server D somewhere. So that message goes out just like any other message. The moderation bot will see it and try and clean it up. So this leads to a lot of errors. This is what we call reactive tooling. So that moderation bot sends out a redaction to remove that event from the room, but unfortunately everybody's already kind of seen it. So this is possible. There's lots of events flying around. This has worked for most communities for quite a while. Molnir has existed for 5+ years at this point. A lot of the other bots have also existed for quite a while. Most communities use this model today, where if you receive an event, your moderation bot will check it, remove it if needed, ban people, that sort of stuff. There's also some server admin capabilities in there. If we're looking for a more proactive approach, though, we can kind of switch to policy servers. So the diagram has changed a little bit. Server C, we've just gotten rid of its clients. It's just a whole policy server now. And server D, we're now calling it the questionable message. We're not sure if it's good or bad, or if it needs to be moderated in some capacity. And we're not even sure if we want to see it in the room. So the foundation maintains a policy server implementation called Policy Serve. It's very creatively worded or named there. But yeah, so when the server D wants to send that message, it first checks with the policy server. Is this a message that is worth for the room or not? So the policy server will respond. In this case, it's saying it's great, it's fine, sure, whatever, post it, and you get your normal full mesh after that. That gets an additional signature attached to the event, so that way other servers and other clients potentially can see that the policy server has in fact checked that event, has signed off on it, it's doing great, send it to everybody, it's going well. If the policy server, however, says don't, that's not an event that I'm okay with for this room, well, that's where the diagram stops. It doesn't ever reach the room, at least hopefully. But in current room versions, because Matrix has room versions to sort of segment this functionality, there may be a case where that server just sends it anyways. And in that case, you go back to your layering of tooling. So you might still have a moderation bot, you might have a policy server at the same time. Your moderation bot will catch that event that server D has just sent anyways. The policy server said, don't bother. And there it goes. The moderation bot will take care of it. So that is the rough architecture of how Matrix can work, at least in a public sort of room. But there's other tooling that's available for these types of communities. So in public rooms, we consider, or at least public communities, we consider communities to be a collection of rooms, an individual room. It could be a whole server. There's no specific technical necessary definition of what is public. Obviously, like rooms that say you can just join today are probably